I loved Casey. Casey was fucking hot. She was a tiny girl like me. Except where I have huge boobs, she had like A cups. But they were so cute and I loved them. And hers had so much more sensitivity than mine. They were just fun to play with. And then, I have an okay ass, but Katie had that ass. She had the ass that you had to get special clothes specially tailored for. But her legs were so fucking tiny. She did some form of jiu-jitsu. So even though she was a little bit tinier than me, if we were fighting or wrestling, which I loved, she would pin my ass down to the bed and just pin me down. And she'd be over top of me, triumphant, just grinning at me. And I'd look up at her and I'd kiss her. And I'd say, "What you gonna do now?" And she'd show me. Part of the agreement was I wasn't really supposed to be with just Jay. I was always supposed to be Jay and Casey, or just Casey. And I gotta admit, Casey was definitely the more fun of the two. She was a little possessive of me, though, right from the start. We'd go clubbing, and guys would come and hit on us both. And she'd flip out on them a little bit. She'd push them back, tell them to fuck off. I was hers. And I don't know. That was kind of fun. Same on the buses. Though it got a little weird when she'd start accusing random people, like, of looking at me too long. But anyways, I guess to the fun part. My only experience with a strap-on was with Casey. I'd been fucking Jay for a little bit. And Casey decided that she wanted her turn. So she brought out her little strap-on toy. And it scared me, and at first I said no. Because that thing was huge and inanimate and hard. So I said no. But apparently no was not a good answer. So eventually they changed my mind for me and threw me on the bed. Jay was holding me down. And Casey, she strapped that thing to herself. It was purple. I remember that. It was purple. And she climbed up on the bed. And I couldn't stop staring at it. That giant purple fucking dildo sticking out of her crotch. And she came closer, and my legs started to involuntarily come together. So Jay slapped me in the face, told me to keep my legs spread. It wasn't working. My legs were still trying to get together, protect me. So he took a belt. He smacked me across the belly with it. Told me to keep my fucking legs open. So I snapped him open. And Casey came in. And she put a little bit of lube on the dildo. And then she put it right by my entrance and just stuck in the tip a little bit. My eyes were staring into hers. She was looking at me not nicely at all. She was mad I had said no earlier, I could tell. I knew she was gonna make it hurt. And she looked at me and she smiled, this bitchy little smile. And then she thrust that thing right fucking into me. And at first, it really hurt. I screamed. It just hit a weird spot in me and I wasn't happy. And she started thrusting. And I guess now that she was finally getting what she wanted, she was happier, so she was being nicer. She was going gently. And I started getting into it too. My hips started thrusting back against her. Back and forth. It lasted for like 10 minutes. And then finally, she started playing with my clit with her fingers while thrusting in and out of me, and I fucking couldn't take it anymore. I fucking exploded. Okay. See, she was... I don't know if she got off or not, but she was moaning and groaning and grinding, and you could tell she was enjoying it. But when I came, she just smiled and leaned down, kissed me, and told me what a good girl I was.